welcome back, and this is Deanne on the Deanne Burley Show, coming into the second hour. We will be back next week with Black Hawk N, our investigative unit with David Hawkins. He will not be on tonight, and we will suspend that until next weekend. And we're up for taking callers on this. Time is 1-800-313-9443. Callers, it's going to be kind of an open line tonight. We're going to talk about many things that are affecting us here in the United States. Things that you would not believe that are happening. There's a case pending right now, investigation of bear products being tainted. Their blood, I didn't even know that they had blood that they supplied to various countries, but the blood was tainted. They claim with HIV virus going into Europe. They said some of this contamination happened here in the United States. There's the issue of what is going on with all these different alleged cells and things popping up all over. We had the seven gentlemen that were arrested in, I think, the Miami area that was allegedly involved with possibly a plot against the Sears Tower, which was you know, at the same time during a another one of these drills. Now, a lot of people don't believe these things. You have people out there that just feel that everything they hear is this conspiracy, a lie, that the things that people are saying on these broadcasts are just, you know, conclusions they're making up. I had a very interesting conversation with a gentleman on a site called Powell Talk this last week. He had made statements about 9/11, and he had said that there was a guy named Professor Edgar, who I invited on the practice broadcast this week, to talk about a report that he wrote, feeling that the 9/11 issue is not a situation of internal implosion. The implosion issue was in regards to Building 7, not the main building. The main buildings, of course, people saw the planes going in, but it's quite questionable what actually happened. But there is the issue of Building 7 that was not near anything. There was nothing there that should have been able to rattle the building enough to have it fall. But it just, you know, fell in 6.5 seconds. You know, what caused that? But then if you talk about these things and you, you know, have an opinion that's not mainstream, that there is something a little bit wrong with a building going down in 6.5 seconds, and the fact that an implosion is done like this, and you give information, then people come up with all types of other factors, you know, that exclude the reality. Now, why are we in this mindset? Why is it that everything that is taken and brought up is considered a lie? Why is everything a fearful note of conspiracy? If someone reports something, it's a conspiracy. It has no fruit to it. I could come on the broadcast and bring tens of experts in, people that were involved with 9/11, people that sat on a panel looking into 9/11 reports. I could bring people in that have testimony and actual information that shows there's something very, very wrong, but we won't believe it. Now, why is that? Now, I'm going to come back after this break and talk more about that. If you want, please call in 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
We're back. Back with Deanne, live on RBN, that is. Callers, please call in, 800-313-9443. By the way, next week, a program, both on Truth Radio and also on RBN, we're going to be talking to, a former Contra intelligence agent. He's going to come on and talk about what is going on with all these drugs. We're going to talk about what is happening here in the United States. They have drugs out there on the street that seem to be involved with many people dying in droves, you know, 10 to 20 at one time, basically hot heroin doses. So we're going to talk about that both on Truth Radio on Tuesday from 6 to 7, and a longer broadcast for an hour next week on Saturday's program with a former Contra intelligence agent. Should be a fantastic show. Callers, call in at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And before the break, I said basically this is kind of open mind program, and I want you know, you to kind of think about some of the things I had mentioned and come back at me, you know, and let's talk about what's going on here. We have a caller, and caller, Rick in Texas. Rick, are you there?
Yes, here I am.
Hi, Rick. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific.
I was wondering, what is it that you see is going on in the United States, just out of curiosity? How do you feel about how the country's being run?
Well, I think our government's been hijacked. I think it's very clear that our government's been hijacked by people that take an oath of office, and then they toss that oath right out the window, and they do whatever the hell they want to do. I think Bush has committed absolute treason. I think he's circumvented his constitutional authority. He's acting as an imperial dictator.
And the thing is, too, it was an interesting comment that came up, and I'll ask you, I know you had a question for me, but there's a situation that people don't really discuss. You know, they talk about, you know, the fact that there were people that were jihad or al-Qaeda involved in this scenario, but I know from where I was and what I saw here in Illinois that there were Mossad mixed in as well.
Well, the thing about it is at Boston's Logan Airport, there were no Arab names on the manifests.
Mm-hmm.
There was no airport video surveillance of any Arab people going in and out of that airport.
Right.
They had to create that ruse in order to use the PNAC agenda to get us into the Middle East, into this war. And, you know, I mean, the Patriot Act was written 9 months before September 11th. The oil pipeline through Afghanistan was begun in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, since we sent troops to Afghanistan as a result of 9/11, the opium exportation from Afghanistan has gone up 4 to 5 times.
Huh. Yes, and the thing is that, you know, it cannot just walk over and borderline. You know, it shows obviously that there are other individuals involved, and it's not just one nation. It's a number of these nations that came together. Is that what your opinion is, or how do you feel?
I mean, from what I've learned, I think that it was a consolidation of MI6, the Mossad, and our CIA. Or some faction thereof, some covert faction of those organizations working in unison. Think about the dancing Israelis that were on top of the van in New Jersey the morning of September 11th, right after the building was hit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a couple of days later, they worked for a moving company. They were Israelis, and they mysteriously disappeared and left the country. They were Israeli. They were not Saudis. In fact, you know, why are we in Iraq? The 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudis.
I know, and then the thing that was really odd, and people, too, who was dealing what business with who? Okay, the Bush family were in with the Saudis. They had ties to Bin Laden. They allowed Bin Laden's family to leave. The Boston airport was a free-for-all for drugs for the Bin Laden brother there. And not to this day, that was one of the reasons why John O'Neill was fighting so heavily to get an investigation. I mean, it shows clearly there was a tie.
There's a tremendous amount of evidence. And, you know, we can call it conspiracy, but I think it's just more accurate to call it corruption and cover-up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's look at September 11th in the light of what, you know, how could they have pot? Now, you just had a guest on there, a congressman, someone running for Congress, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you asked him about September 11th in kind of a broad, general way, what he thought about it. And he said, well, you know, we kind of, gosh, you know, as far as our intelligence community, we really kind of just dropped the ball.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's pretty much was the gist of what he said. Now, we're supposed to believe that just coincidentally, not only did our intelligence community drop the ball, in direct contradiction by David Shippers, who said that he was going to members of Congress and banging on their doors and trying to alert them that this was going to take place. There was an FBI agent in Arizona that was going to certain higher-ups in her organization and trying to alert them about what was going on. But, you know, they just coincidentally, they dropped the ball. They didn't pass the information. They weren't communicating from CIA, FBI, etc. Just coincidentally, at the same time, our entire defense industry stood down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is those two coincidences, the fact that just coincidentally, our defense industry our defense industry and our intelligence industry both dropped the ball at the same time. Well, if that was the case, then where is the accountability? Who's been called on the carpet for that? Well, we know that the odds of that happening are just, you know, they're incalculable.
Well, the other thing, too, about the situation with Valerie Plame and the issue of the U.S. attorney in Illinois not getting involved, you know, in this. You know, it's a breach of conduct and code. You know, I can't understand for the life of me, if we have congressmen and senators sitting in office right now, they should be impeached. If they will not act in regards to fully investigating what is going on, and these things that we're all talking about are acts of treason. Is that what you feel?
Absolute treason. And they're, you know, they're acts. This cabal that hijacked our government committed war against the United States of America.
Right.
And I'm not talking about
in the government.
I'm not talking about this boogeyman in a, you know, a dialysis patient in a cave halfway around the world. I mean, come on. Are we supposed to be dumb enough to believe that this, you know, this boogeyman halfway around the world hiding in a cave was, you know, in his wildest dreams could he actually believe that he could fly four planes with hijackers with box cutters that by all accounts didn't know how to fly, that he could use them to circumvent the most sophisticated defense in the entire world and fly into the most secure buildings in the entire world? How could anybody with you know, a brain bigger than a pea think that they could succeed at something like that unless they had inside intelligence? But, you know, I don't think Bin Laden had anything to do with this. I really don't.
And then to think, too, this is the thing that's very irrational to me. Somebody is going to be able to fly over, you know, within our airspace, fly into the Pentagon, which is our brain for the military complex and everything else, just fly right into there, and there was nothing there that they could do to prevent it. I mean, what is that telling the world? I mean, this is not frightening. This means that we are just out here in the open. Is that how you feel?
Well, the thing about it is that these people are that arrogant, because my question was, do they really think that we're that stupid to believe that just coincidentally our defense industry and our intelligence industry stood down, and this guy just, you know, he just had a clairvoyant moment and knew that he could get away with it then because they were both just gonna happen to have a glitch in the works at the time that would allow him that window of opportunity.
The question is, if we're
stupid enough to believe that, if they think we're stupid enough to believe that, they're right. We are dumb enough to believe that.
Well, what do you think about this, too? Now, they're spying on us. I mean, with high-tech things like satellites and everything else that goes bump in the night that they have developed, they're spying on it. And by the way, they're using our tax dollars to buy this, to spy against us. So you're paying for it. So then they have this high-tech, sophisticated devices to listen in, monitor, and they know where you are 24/7 in the United States and other places in the world. But they cannot find Bin Laden. Now, if he was using a satellite phone, the satellite phone should be traceable on the GPS system. So I'm just trying to wonder, you know,
the American people wouldn't be scared if they found Bin Laden. Deanne, I met a guy that had no reason to lie to me. He was Special Forces in the Persian Gulf in the early 90s. And he said he spent 3.5 hours with an M-16 trained on Saddam Hussein, and he was told to stand down.
Right, because he was trained here. Hussein was trained in the United States. He came in from the United States to overthrow the previous dictator. And he was friendly with our country in a bit. So now all of a sudden he's an evil dictator, though he was in business several times with the Bush family. And
these guys are a lot more useful to the New World Order as long as they're still out there, because, you know, Tex Mars calls it the CIA's Monster of the Month program.
So can you stay on line right now? Because I'm going to bring another caller in too, Rick. Eric from Indiana, are you there?
Hello, how are you doing, Deanne?
Hi, Eric, how are you doing?
I'm sitting at home here listening to the show and getting enjoyable
right now.
Well, music, though.
Can you hold on for 1 second? We're going to commercial, and we'll be back up with both of you. And I would like to hear your opinion, Eric. And this is Deanne, live on RBN.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Well, we're back, and it's Deanne, late night with Deanne. It is RBN Live. Join me also on Truth Radio Monday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 Central Time. Callers, you can call me at 847-594-1620. I'm a forensic journalist, something a little different, a little twist to that. I do a lot of investigation of different, I would say, crime scenes, that is. The information that we have in the press, I look into it a little more than most. So join me on these programs and hear more about what is actually going on in this I don't know what we'll call it. It's a big mess. That's all I can say. But we're going back to Eric. Eric in Indiana, are you there? Eric?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
Okay. I was, I'm one of those sheeple out here.
I think we all are.
Yeah. just wondering what's going on. I would say that this week, here's a real interesting thing that I watched. And this all, believe it or not, it looks like it interrelates. If you remember about Reagan's time in office and our former president, H.W. Bush's, old Papa Bush, there was a show on this week on PBS, and it was called 18 with a Bullet. It was a really interesting program about how they had taken these gang members that were in L.A. and they deported them back to their Central American homelands.
Hmm.
And when they deported them back, they took their gangs that they had made up, the homeboy stuff, they took all that back to Central America and built a new structure of these gangs down there in the Central American republics. And this 18 with a bullet, 18 was the name of their criminal gang. And what I would say to you is, it's not very much of a secret that the Iran-Contra planes were landing, and on your front page of RBN website, they have a program called Orwell Rolls in His Grave. It's a very in-depth look at you know, the Iran-Contra scandal, and it talks about how George Bush's father went to Paris before Reagan was elected and begged the Iranians not to release our terrorized prisoners until after the election, and that the Reagan administration would make sure that there was an unimpeded flow of American spare parts flowing through Israel to Iran to help them in their war against Saddam, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that Orwell Rolls in His Grave has a very in-depth examination of what happened to reporters who brought that up, and it names the
Gary Webb must have been in there, wasn't he?
Well, who's that now?
Gary Webb?
No, Gary Webb wasn't in there, but who was in there were these media critics. Robert McChesney was in there, and Paul Crispin Miller who's wrote books about stealing the elections out of New York. And they talked about how Bush and President Reagan's campaign manager and all these people met in Paris secretly with the Iranians. And then they had this in-depth study of whether or not this could have happened. And Lee Hamilton said, by golly, it didn't happen, you know. And here's a case of Lee Hamilton putting his two cents on top of everything and saying, you know, it couldn't have happened in our government. And just like he did in 9/11, he worked as their tool. And what was interesting in all that was whenever any reporter, they said in Orwell Rolls in His Grave, if any reporter chose to investigate or look deeper into that subject, that the said reporter was digging his journalistic grave. He couldn't advance as a reporter if he looked into that subject and tried to draw any parallels. But in this 18 with a bullet, we know that the CIA, when those flights were going down there with weapons for the Contras to fight the others, when they'd come back to from Central America, they'd have plane loads of cocaine, and they'd bring that back and they'd sell that in Los Angeles. And it's been accused that the CIA was instrumental in those flights. And then they'd take that money that they garnered off selling the cocaine, and then they'd use it to purchase more weapons to give to the Contras, and it was like a unimpeded flow of money to help right-wing death squads and everything else fight.
Well, on that same point,
you
think about how much money is in the drug trade, and indeed, who was involved and who headed up the CIA. So, and this is one of the things that Gary Webb had brought out.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And the whole thing is that all these trillions, I'm not talking about millions, trillions of dollars, could it have gone into 9/11? You think about the drugs, the amounts of drugs that come in the United States illicitly.
Yeah, you can see the leader ahead of the New York Stock Exchange.
Yeah, we're coming to a break, Eric, and we also have Rick on, and we want to discuss more of this when we return on RBN and the Deanne Verbally Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Well, it's Deanne, and I'm back. And we're talking to two of our listeners, Rick and also Eric out of Indiana, about these little, I can't call it, I can't even, what would you describe this as being? We have a president or whatever administration or whatever it is, and then we have Congress and Senate that's supposed to
say that I'd characterize it as an ongoing criminal enterprise.
Well, sure. You know, it was really interesting to listen to Eric talking about the 18 with a bullet, because it's amazing how this stuff all dovetails together. I had an opportunity for a couple of years to travel around the country with the preparedness expos, traveling with Ted Gunderson.
Oh, okay.
And I got to meet some really interesting people. Mm-hmm. And one of the fellows I met was Terry Reed. Well, Terry Reed was one of the pilots that flew for CIA.
With Hassenfuss.
And he trained the Nicaraguan Contras how to fly so that they could fly the cocaine up here into Mena, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a very, very gutsy lady, God rest her soul, named Sarah McClendon, that used to be in the White House press pool, and she'd been there since FDR was in office.
Yeah.
And she was the only one that had guts enough to stand up to Bill Clinton in a press conference and say, President Clinton, when George Bush told you about a clandestine airfield in rural Mena, Arkansas, where the CIA brought in plane load after plane load of cocaine and sold it on the streets of America and used the money to buy guns to fund the Nicaraguan Contras, did he tell you that that field had to be in operation for national security purposes? And Clinton looked like a doe with, you know, doe in the headlights. I mean, he'd sat there and stammered. I mean, I've got this on videotape. This is in Terry Reid's video entitled The MENA Connection.
Well, the thing is that Arkansas thing with the drugs, I mean, this is not a Republican thing or folks out here. It's across the board. It's just corruption. I mean,
well, but the thing about it is that the Article 1, Section 7 of the Constitution says that all bills for raising revenue shall originate in the House of Representatives. In other words, Congress has the purse strings. All appropriations need to be done by them. In other words, if the CIA wants to do stuff that Congress will not approve or that they don't want Congress to be privy to, then they've got to get that money somewhere else. And the tie-in there is that, unfortunately, Eric, you mispronounced Daddy Bush's name. It's not Papa. It's Poppy.
I'm
dead serious.
It
is Poppy.
That is true.
For very good reason.
But the thing is, going back to the poppies and all these other kind of little things, you know, and Noriega, how about Ali North? Shouldn't he have been locked away? How come he's still in the White House?
He was the Colombian connection during the Iran-Contra, and he went under the alias of John Cathy.
Mm-hmm.
This is all very well documented in Terry Reid's excellent book, which actually, you know, you're a little suspect of it because it made it to the New York Times bestseller list, and the book is Compromised, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't read the whole book because it's a pretty hefty read, but man, oh man, I mean, you know, these people are just drunk with power.
Yeah, but the thing is, both of you, Rick, Eric, let me ask you this. What is going on with the public itself, from your opinion? You know, you're calling in, you're part of the public, you know, I am too. But this thing of people just being so hard-nosed and don't want to look at the facts. They are just kind of like blinders on, and they're just saying that, oh, no, this is a government. The government doesn't do these things. No, you're trying to make it a Republican issue. Why isn't there missing the fact that this is corruption? What do you think on that?
Well, I think that what you have is you have people who have vested their whole life's interest in this, and to recognize any small piece of it has corrupt makes them responsible too, and the responsibility of the average taxpayer to say, hold it, wait a minute, well, they kind of tossed that out the window when they decided to, well, for instance, the feminist movement, when they decided to put women to work. I mean, you know, they wanted to have us all so busy that we can't pay attention. We can't have a mother at home that says, Poppy, why don't you take a look at what's going on with this? And you know, they've made it so that we all have to work so hard to make our daily bread that
well,
you cannot afford to have the time to you know, have these bread and butter issues. That, make no mistake about it, when you look out and you see a gang in your neighborhood, when you look out and you see something happening in your neighborhood, and you say, why there's this flood of people in my community, and I know it can't be good, but gee whiz, you know, they want it like that.
Now, I want to mention something, and I don't know if you are aware of it. There's a major fight going on up in Canada. It seems like there's a whole lot of different countries fleeing through Greenland, going up at the Canadian border. And you wouldn't believe it, but the Hells Angels, one of them, their you know, affiliate organization, is fighting these folks from coming down into our borders. I've gotten reports. I'm trying to get someone on from that group because I think people, God, I mean, if they go through the Canadian border, all they have to do is go through the Great Lakes, and they're here.
Uh-huh.
So are you aware of this? Or, you know,
I wasn't aware of that. I'd kind of like to say a couple more about 18 with a Bullet. One of the interesting things was that those gangs that are down there, I mean, the CIA, they knew who they were selling the cocaine to, so they knew who the gang members were, so they knew who to deport. And the people who we're talking about here that are involved in this gang, they don't have a third grade education. None of them could read and write.
Right.
But they knew the law of the jungle.
They only know the law of the jungle. Now, the bottom line is that we, in our dealings in Central America under Reagan, only supported the plutocrats, the people who were on top of the system. And if I went on a discussion board, and you can go on the discussion board and you can watch what people are saying, it's connected with that PBS show. And this one fellow said that on Christmas, they came into his house at the changing of the guards. Now, this guy's a plutocrat. Make no mistake about it. He's one of the people we supported. He said they had he hires personal security for his house, and he has to, and that when the guard changed, like at noon or back around Christmas, these gang members came and caught him off guard and made their way into his house. And he talked about them pulling his wife around by the hair in the house, stealing all their Christmas presents for their children and everything, taking the payroll for the 30 people he employed at some task or other. But he said he only managed to jump out a second floor window and go round up friends. He got away and rounded up his friends in the neighborhood with their guns, and they came back and were able to force these gangsters out of their house. Now, the guy has a view of, he doesn't care if they kill these gang members. So we supported that, and we let the people on top judge and make the right thing or whatever they thought was going to go would go. And now the same thing's still in effect. We fought for the democracy that was going to take over these governments in these countries, and now we find that the democracy we fought for is just rich people able to afford enough guns to kill off the poor people.
Well, this is a good point you're making, too, because, see, this, remember what you were saying earlier about the training of these gangs and then sending them back over?
Yeah.
Now, the whole issue is that once they were training the new levels of gangs over in the foreign country, then when they opened up that Mexican border with these tunnels and other things and stuff and allowed everything in, those gangs came back in that grew. So
yeah,
they're back here in the United States. And I heard that a lot of them have been funded by a lot of these, operational.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't doubt that a bit. I would refer, Deanne, now you're from Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would refer you to an excellent book by a gentleman named Gus Russo.
Okay.
And this book is called The Outfit.
That sounds like it's from here.
if you've read The Outfit by Gus Russo,
mm-hmm,
it's a scathing indictment of all the ways in which the mafia of Chicago, he claims that Chicago's the big
trick. Yeah, I know about that because I was trying to get him on my show.
Okay, now Gus makes the scathing indictment of the corruption endemic in our government. He tells how when Truman started out his political career, he was a bag man for the Pendergast machine in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he's got an interesting anecdote, and he says, you know, this guy was sat in 1947 watching TV, and he says, "Look, Grandma, there's the president, and he's from here." And this grandmother looks at the president, and she looks at her grandson, and she, "Yeah, I don't like him, you know." And then this guy, he grows up, and he comes to find out that Grandma operated the largest brothel in Kansas City. That's why in 1947, Grandma had a TV when they were real expensive. So it turns out she didn't like Truman because every Saturday morning he collected the graft. As the justice of the peace in Kansas City, he would collect the graft to pass to the Pendergast machine from her brothel.
Oh, my God.
And this book goes on, and it talks about these little anecdotal things that this guy has uncovered through all the years of you know, looking into organized gangs and criminal
activity. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing, though.
And the bottom line is, he talks about how this was all. And then it's really an interesting turn that the book makes, and it all relates back to what we're talking about now in this way. In the early century last, when the immigrants came to this country, they couldn't go to the bank and borrow money to start a pushcart vendor, or you know what I'm getting at. They couldn't go and buy a house in New York City and get bank financing and all that. The people on top of the system couldn't allow those garlic eaters to do that. They couldn't allow those mix from the Irish mix, which I'm proudly a mix. Kind of. And they couldn't allow all that to happen. So what happens was you have these underground societies, which were gangs that would see to their needs, and then eventually they got connected politically because they got their people in. And if you read this book, you'll see that this is like a nexus of the gangs down there, you know, how they start out as these terrible, terrible organizations, and then they move to legitimacy. And you can see the same thing if you read this book and you think about it in terms of what's going on in Iraq right now, about how people form into alliances and everything, you know. And it's a really interesting book, and he says, you know, before the gangs came, the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, the all the plutocrats in the United States society ruled roughshod over all the people. But then all of a sudden the Rockefellers had to think, wow, these garlic eaters, they'll steal my grandchild and kidnap him and kill him. And so they had to reach an accord, and so they chose to infiltrate the unions and get the unions a nice fat contract with the Carnegies and everything. Now the bad thing is the unions turned around and played both sides against the middle, and they said, well, you like that contract we got you with the union. How would you Rockefellers or you DuPonts or you whatever like to have unfettered labor trials for the next 10 years? Well, we'll guarantee you no labor strife if you'll just give us like $50,000 or $100,000 a year. Well, that's terrible and that's bad. And they played both sides against the middle, and, you know, they were always the winner. But the bottom line is, they were just pikers compared to these people now who's taken away our wages. They were pikers compared to what the government's doing to us now. I mean, the Enrons that stole everybody's retirement. They stole 100,000 people's luxurious retirement just in a blink of an eye. You know, the gangs weren't so bad if you look at the difference between, they didn't cost so much, you know, and kept the big boys honest a little bit. But
well,
who's the outfit?
You know, this situation is so multi-complex. It's not just that we're looking at one level. We're looking at many levels of ties in. You know, it's like, Eric, you're down there. You know what's going on with the toll roads. What's going on in Indiana with that?
Well, they've sold out the toll road in Indiana. And the bottom line is, this is the bottom line. Our governor went to the United States Congress and he said, you know, we had a shortfall in funding to cover our roads. And he says, there's not enough revenue coming in to keep up the roads we got. So we figured out this way that we could sell off this road and make the money. Well, the bottom line is, the economic model, the greatest country in the world, its model for keeping up its roads, its bridges, and its highways is failing. Okay, gas is rising in price. People are buying less of it. They're taking away people's jobs. They can't fill up the cars so they can go to work all week because they don't have a job, and a lot of them are working at home, working on eBay and everything. So the model, the economic model for gas taxes, paying for our roadways, is not working. So they decide to sell this roadway. And I, being a person who works in the laborers' union and installs bridges, roads, and lays asphalt and all that, know that the economic model's messed up, so there's not going to be enough money coming in over the next 10 years. And our governor testified before Congress that that's a fact. There isn't enough money coming in. So now they sold it. Somebody else is going to make profit off of it, and they're going to give us $3 billion to take care of this 10-year shortfall. Well, if you don't take care of the underlying lack of money coming in 10 years, all that asphalt's going to be no good again, and you got to replace it again. And if you don't look at the underlying effects of it and fix that,
And
well, it's just like in Illinois, we have the same problem here, you know, and
yeah.
There's tons and tons of money. They just passed a law not too long ago stating that they're not going to privatize one of these toll roads. I don't know how long it's going to last because they change from, you know, day to day. But the issue is that the whole American system is defunct. This is worse than the fall of the Kremlin. I mean,
absolutely.
They're all keeping two sets of books.
Yeah, the bottom line is that our politicians have messed up the system so bad, politically giving regress to everybody, taking care of the people on top of the system, that they're having to sell things that we've worked our lifetime for. They're having to sell that off to the highest bidder in order to keep the system plugging along like they know it should.
But that's not necessary.
Something.
Well, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break, and before I go up to the break, I just want to ask you to think about this warfare in Israel. That's what we're going to talk about with our two listeners here, Eric and Rick, and others. Call in 800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne on Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live. Callers, 800-313-9443. Contact me at any time at 847-594-1620. Email is deanne.burley, or go to deanneburley.com. Blogspot.com. We're talking to two of our listeners here, both Eric in Indiana and Rick, and we're talking a lively discussion. It's kind of cool, you know, they have listeners as our guests.
You mentioned the toll roads, and I'd run this one by you. The next thing is the transit system running into Chicago, you know. The transit systems that run around, you could look for those to be sold off to the highest bidder sometime soon, too, if in fact they're not already privatized. And I would tell you this is what I know about it. We have a $40 million spent by a hospital in Indianapolis down here, and they did that to build a monorail system between these three hospitals. And all of the radio and television stations in Indianapolis heralded this implementation of this transportation system as what may turn out to be an interesting fix for Indianapolis's crowded roadways and everything. And the interesting part of it was, if you looked online to the person that sold them the monorail system, he said that all plans were on hold for extension of an Indianapolis monorail until completion of a $1 billion midfield terminal at Indianapolis International Airport, and that at the conclusion of that construction, there would be a monorail system from the airport to downtown Indianapolis. And the interesting thing about this is that we were in the midst, in 2000, in the midst of what would be a healthcare crisis. And they took $40 million that the hospital had, or this consortium of hospitals, and it's called Clarion Health, and they obligated that to build this monorail system. Well, the people, the plutocrats that are setting in command, why would they spend $40 million in the midst of a healthcare crisis? I wondered that. And I thought, well, why is this? And so I went online and I investigated all this, and the bottom line is that, in my opinion, they're working a scam just like the old railroad barons in the past, and they want the monorail system in because it's quiet. It goes out and it goes over the inner city neighborhoods of Indianapolis. It goes over them and it goes out to the suburbs. And little Johnny and little Annie, they can have mom and dad's credit card and they can get on this thing and they can take this elevated monorail to downtown Indianapolis, and they can go to the stores and go to the malls that are on the way and use mom and dad's credit card to purchase these things. So downtown Indianapolis is like a ghost town at times because there's no foot traffic.
Well, we're coming to the end of the broadcast for tonight, but I'd like to say thank you both, Rick and Eric.
Okay.
The whole thing is that we need to look at this, and we're going to cover on Truth Radio on Monday the issue of the media. What's going on? Morning Madhouse is gone. So now in Chicago market, so now I'm hearing music all over, but no talk. We're going to talk about that Monday on Truth
Radio. Thank you, Rick, for your input tonight.
Well, thank you, and I thank both of you for listening on the Deanne Brolly Show. Please join us again.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to
Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.